All right, we are in Bava Metzia Daf Nun Ches Amar Aleph 58a. We are discussing, yesterday was Shmuel's other statement. Here, Shmuel just said that we're talking about Nosei Sachar. The reason why we have to talk about Nosei Sachar is because he's making a Shavua for, or not making a Shavua, and the Mishnah, I believe it was in Shkalim. Yeah, the Mishnah in Shkalim had said that the people who send their Shkalim ahead with a shliach and then somehow it gets lost or stolen, so then the shluchim have to make a shvua. The question is, who they make a shvua to? They make a shvua to the gizbar, or make a shvua to the bnei ha'ir that they didn't do anything wrong. So the Mishnah we read said that a Shomer Chinam doesn't make a Shvua. So what gives? So Shmuel said, and really they're talking about making a Shvua in order to get paid, because they were paid watchmen that were bringing the Shkalim. So it says the Gemara, if that's the case, Nishban Le Gizbarin, Livneha Yirmibayalai, like, if it's true that they're Shomer Sachars, so then why would they ever swear to the gizbar of the Beis HaMikdash in order to get paid? They're being paid by the Bnei Ha'ir. They're being paid by the people that sent them, not the gizbar of the Beis HaMikdash. So Amar Rabba, a different reason. Nishban li Bnei Ha'ir, b'ma'amad gizbarin. What that means is they swear to the Bnei Ha'ir, but they do so in the presence of the gizbar. Ki heich d'lo nach shedinu, so that they don't, the treasurers don't suspect them, then maybe the Bnei Ha'ir were co-conspiring with them, sent them ahead to go, to go pretend like they had Shkalim, so that they don't get this bad label that they were neglectful. In this case, when the treasurers see that the shluchim are swearing even to their own people, it takes away both of those concerns. It says that they were stolen or that they were lost. In which case, in the case of a shomer sachar, so you're chayev for gneva v'aveda. In this case, even though they're not chayv to pay because it's hektish, and hektish doesn't pay, you don't pay for a tashlumin for gneva aveda, agarayhu mia lafsid, they should still be losing out on their schira. Yeah, meaning we had this exception for hektish. Hektish doesn't have this or that, so if we're already... we're absolving them from negligence in terms of having to pay it back. Why would we also absolve them from, I guess not absolve them, why would we also allow them to keep their payments? Should they at least lose their payment? So Amar Rabba, I guess in a usual case you would lose your payment and you would have to pay back the item. So Amar Rabba, nignivu belistim mizuyin avdu shatava sfinasa bayam. What we mean here is not normal aveda. This is more like ones kind of gneva aveda. Those are something they couldn't do anything about. But in a chanami, if they would have lost them out of negligence, so then it would have been that they lose their schira. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, how many? Rabbi Yochanan says, who's the Mishnah in Shkalim following? Rabbi Shimon, Kachim, that you are obligated to replace, if you lose them, they also have ona. Vindishbah and Alayan, and you'd swear about them. Why would that be? Okay, we haven't gotten there, but that's a Gemara in Shavuos. But the Gemara then asks, let's just accept the fact that Rabbi Yochanan has a shita which is against our Mishnah. But the question becomes, Hatenach ad shelo nisrima hatruma. That makes sense to say that they would be chayv achriusan if they lost it before the shkala were separated. Because in that case, they're actually chayiv for the shkalim. Because they're personal property. They're not hektish yet. But in the case where mishnisrima hatruma, if it was already designated as consecrated shkalim, so kachim she'eno chayiv achriusa ninhu, then it would be kachim, how could it ever be that they'd be chayiv for, that they'd be responsible for the monies? D'tanya, because the Braisa says, Torah min al ha'avod. If you separate out shkalim in order to fulfill the requirement of other coins that were lost, I don't know if it's somebody else's or their own, v'yal ha'gavoy, and for something which was already collected. Okay, v'yal ha'asid l'gavos, anything was going to be collected. You can do that. D'tanya tormen al ha'avod v'yal gavo v'yal asid lavo. And therefore what?
Apparently the residents of the city no longer bear responsibility for the shekels.
That could be the case. They don't have to replace them. Clearly they're able to cover for them. And it's not on the shluchim to pay it back. Okay, I don't actually know the shita of Rabbi Shimon well enough to understand how he would respond to that question, but I guess even Rabbi Yochanan would only say this is before Nisrima Truma that they're Chai Bachrusa. Once it's already Nisrima Truma, so then I guess you don't have any responsibility because it's hektish. In which case, I'm not really sure why we brought Rabbi Yochanan's opinion in the first place because we were talking about hektish. I'm not sure. Ela Amar Rabbi Elazar, Shavu Azu, Tekanes L'chamhi, Shalogi B'nei Adam, Zalzalim B'Hekdeshos. Then in the end of the day, the Shavu that we're talking about in the Brayso by Shkalim has nothing to do with a regular Shavu of a Shomer or Shomer Sachar. It really only has to do with a Shavu that the rabbis explained they should make because people should not be so lackadaisical when it comes to Hekdesh. So in this case, we want the other shluchim to be more careful. So they're going to make a shavua as a deterrent that other people won't be as negligent as they were, even if they have no technical responsibility for it. Okay, no sechar eno mashalim. Someone who's actually being paid. Was this in the Mishnah?
I don't remember.
We just said this in the Gemara, so I don't remember if it was also in the Mishnah. But no sechar eno mashalim, someone who is being paid. Oh yeah, for these four things, not just for hektish, but also for avarim, karkaos, and shtaros. So they don't have to pay, meaning they don't have to reimburse lost or stolen slaves, land, contracts, or hektish. Rami le Rabbi Yosef bar Chama le Rabba. Tanan, no sechar eno mashalim, or minhi. Hasorchas hapoel lishmor sapar. If you paid a worker to watch your cow, I'm sorry, red heifer, so it doesn't have a mum. Lishmor satino, to watch a child that it should be raised in a pure environment, I guess.
Guard the child against tuma.
Or Lishmar Sazraim to...
That's the child who's going to...
Be a Kohen?
That's the child who's going to mix the water for the red heifer.
Oh, he has to be pure.
Sheld for mixing. The water for mixing the ashes of the red heifer was drawn by a sheld who
right.
had to be ritually
clean. Yeah, I think we talked about that in Yoma or somewhere. Lishmar says, Raim, to guard the plants for the Omer. Einos no sachar Shabbos. You do not give them any payment for the time that they work on Shabbos. Levikach, ein achrayos Shabbos, alav. Okay, that just sounds repetitive, but if something happens on Shabbos, they're not responsible for it. However, hayaschir Shabbos, or oschir, schir chodesh, schir shana, schir shavua, nosn lo schar Shabbos, basically, if you're a week-long employee, a month-long employee, a year-long employee, or a 7 years-long employee, so then Shabbos is included in that. Meaning if your salary is for a lengthy period of time, it can include Shabbos. If you're, I guess, a day laborer is the first case. If you're being paid by the day, and each day is its own responsibility, so then you can't charge for Shabbos.
Is this the big... is this the source of how you pay rabbis
Me?
And other
yeah.
people?
I mean, the truth is that there is stuff, you know,
well, there are various
plenty of other people that also...
Balcores,
caterer employees, stuff like that, a lot of day workers. There are other ways of doing it, but... This is, at least in terms of achrayas, in terms of one's responsibility to reimburse if something's lost or stolen, you're only chayef if you are a long time period employee. So my lav l'shalim is not talking about reimbursing. Says Gemara lo, l'havsid scharo, it's referring to whether or not they would lose their payments, meaning it's not that they can't be employed, it's that if they are employed and something happens on Shabbos, it's not held against their payment. That it's not, as opposed to the days of the week, where if they were, you dock their pay, basically. You don't dock the pay on Shabbos. So, iha achi reisha tekatani ein achrayas Shabbos alav hachanami del hafzit scharo. Okay, I thought we were talking about the Reisha the whole time, but they're saying here, when the Reisha says that they are Ein Achrayas Shabbos Alav, they don't have the responsibility on anything that happens on Shabbos, so also they should not lose their money. They shouldn't be docked their pay. Umi Yisle Schar Shabbos. But is there such a thing for being paid on Shabbos? Right, if we're talking about reimbursement, or we're talking about losing a paycheck, so now we're talking about the fact that they're being paid for Shabbos. V'haketani Einos Nos Schar Shabbos. The Reisha says, you don't give them Schar Shabbos. Yeah, it doesn't only say Ein Achrayas, it also said before, Einos no Schar Shabbos. You can't get paid for something you do on Shabbos. So Gemara says, Ishtik, he was quiet. Amarle, Rav Yosef Bar Chama said, Midi Shmielach Baha. Have you ever heard? He asked Rav Yosef Bar Chama, have you ever given an explanation for this? Okay, Rav Yosef was the one that asked the question. So, Amar Le, Hachi Amar Rav Shesha, this is what Rav Shesha said, B'shekanu mi'adau. What does that mean? Can't Amar Rav Yochum b'shekanu mi'adau. He takes some kind of extra responsibility over it? I don't really know what this means. How can you make a kinyan?
The laborers made a commitment to the one who hired them to take responsibility for the items, and they performed the act of acquisition with the one who hired them to reinforce that commitment.
All right. This apparently would also work for the shkolim case that we had before. You can make some kind of extra kinyan. Min hadin, the stam default position is you would not be responsible for it. But if these workers or shluchim in the case of the Shkalim, if they go above and beyond and they say, I'm accepting responsibility for a with a kinyan, that I'm going to take care of these items, so then they would be on the hook for it. I'm not really sure how you know go against whatever the Schir Shabbos. I guess Schar Shabbos is only Midir Rabbanon. So maybe they can go over that. Okay, I don't know. Interesting, you can sidestep or circumvent these issues. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kachim Shechai Ba'achrus Neshlem Ona. We said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon's opinion, which was different than what we just said, Kachim, that you're responsible for, you could have Ona. She'en Chav Yechusen Ein Lehem Ona. That which you're not responsible for, V'she'en Chav Yechusen Ein Lehem Ona, they do not have the halachos of Ona. Okay. Tani Tana Kamed Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba. They said this brisa in front of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba. It's the Nishba L'Shakar case. Kachim Shechai V'Achriyusan. If he said this is an Ola, and he separated an animal for the sake of fulfilling that Ola, now somebody else has it. It was lost or stolen, and the guy said, the one who was supposed to be watching it, swore that it wasn't him, and then he came back and admitted it was him. That was negligent. So then Chayev, the Shomer is Chayev, he has to bring a carbon shvua for that. Sha'ani Kori Behen, Ba Hashem V'chichesh. Ki nefshech Shabim Allah Ma Ba Hashem V'chichesh, if he denies it. V'she'enu Chayev V'achriyusen, Patur Sha'ani Kori Behen, Ba Hamiso V'chichesh. Okay, the Braisa sounds like it's also proving or as a source to Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Well, we haven't said anything about Ona, I guess. But you could there, that is the kind of situation you'd be Chai Bachriusan. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba says to the Tana? Klap Elaya.
We have a lot of characters floating back in.
Yeah, I don't know. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba said to who?
There's a lot of him saying to him and I think.
Right, we had a few before also. I'm not really sure. I think, I don't know if he's responding to the Braisa. Tani Tana Kamed Rabbi Yitzchak. So he had heard this Braisa. I don't know who he's talking to, but it was said to him, and then he responded. Amar Lei, again, we don't have a Lei. We don't have a person. We haven't.
I think it's told the him. First Tana. Anyway.
I don't know how he's talking to a Tana. Is it going back in time? I don't know. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba
is
Tana.
He a Tana?
I mean, the it says Tani Tana Kame.
Correct. And which is in, a Tana recited before Yitzchak Bar Abba.
Oh, a Tana. Okay. I thought Tani Tana meant he was taught a Brisa. I guess a literal Tana taught him. Okay. Klap Elaya. How could that be? Ipcha misdabra. The opposite makes sense. That what?
No concerning sacrificial animal for which one does not bear responsibility is considered to be a matter related to you have an oath concerning a sacrificial animal that one bears responsibility, as in the latter case, it is owned by the person in some respects.
Why this has something to do with Ona is not clear to me.
Right, we haven't gotten there. We're not going to. So we said, Chayv Achriusan means you're Chayv to Hashem. The Chichesh is the kind of thing that you'd be responsible for, but to a head joke. And here we're saying he's only Chayv to Hashem. So why would you make a Shavua for something to Hashem? Yishimur chayev a shvua to Malman Hajjot. Because Hekdesh doesn't get shvuas. That's what we said before. So Amar Lei, so whoever this is, says back to Rabbi Yitzchak, Ismiyeh. So I'll remove this brisa, meaning, you know, this is one of the brisas got left on the chopping room, you know, the cutting room floor. I don't have to take every brisa. So Amar Lei, lo. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba says no. Hachikam, this is what it means to say. Kachrish chayv achrisan chayv. Anything that you gave to somebody else that you were chayv to replace, and then the shomer swore that he wasn't responsible when he lost it, and then he admitted he was responsible, so then he would be chayv a karban shvua because of the pasuk Ami Sod that we said before. Dishravami ba Hashem v'chichesh. And that's exactly what the Brisa said. Imayit as opposed to Sha'ani Kore Behen. Alright. I mean, he's saying the same thing at the end of the day. So I'm not sure. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Hamocha Sefer Torah Margulis Behema Ein Lehamona. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that someone who sells a Sefer Torah, a pearl, or an animal does not have ona. That seems to go against a lot of things we've said. So let's see how the Gemara tackles it. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Hamocha Sefer Torah Ein Lona Levish Ein Ketzel Demeha. There's no end to the value of a Sefer Torah. It doesn't matter what the price is. You should always pay it.
The interesting thing here is we were talking about like notes or debts.
Right.
Notes,
right.
And we talked about the value of the paper. Do they have any value? It's a question of what they stand for versus the paper. Here, nobody says...
The paper of the Sefer Torah.
We're not talking about the parchment of
the Sefer Torah. Right. I think that's an obvious one, yeah. In Leona, Lefish in Ketz Lema, it's that valuable. It's invaluable, if you will. Behema Margulis in Lehem Ona. Why? Mimnesha Adam Rotzel Zav Gun. What? Basically, people are willing to overpay for those things. I'm not really sure. You're going to connect it to something else.
Whatever one buys may be needed to match something else or is particularly suitable. You have a set of china dishes,
right? To finish off the set,
broken, and
right, you'll pay anything for that. All right, I assume this is just a placeholder for that kind of thing, as opposed to these specific items. Meaning, if it's something which is valuable beyond its literal independent
animal,
value,
a pearl, maybe
animal. I guess it's like trying to
pair with another animal
to have.
But that's not so unique.
To mate the animal?
An animal is paired with an animal of similar strength so they can be yoked together to work the field.
Oh, okay.
A pearl is paired with a similar pearl to fashion jewelry.
I guess you can't have animals in the same yoke that are a different strength. Then you wouldn't go in the same pace. They wouldn't thresh this evenly. I don't know. Amru lo, v'halo ha'kol adam rotzel zavgan. You could do that with everything. Rabbi Yehuda, hani chashivile v'hani lo chashivile. Well, he's saying this as a statement. Rabbi Yehuda, these are the types of things he would pair with others, but he wouldn't do that with other items. Okay, I'm not sure why. V'yad kama, and until much. Like, how much are we going to say that people are going to willing to pay? Amar amimar, ad kedei demeim.
What?
Until 100% raise.
Until
200%, basically.
That's what that means, okay.
I think that's what it means. Ad
kedei
demeim.
Yes, double its value, yeah.
Tan Rabbi Yehuda, ben Meser, Amar, af amar chasus v'sayef v'chatit. Tom, I think it's a shield. B'milchama ein lehamona v'imdei shiyesh ben chayin nefesh. Right? Essentially what Rabbi Yehuda is basically saying, or it's Rabbi Yehuda Masera is saying, things that are, valuable beyond their literal independent value at a store, they're good for, wartime, or they're good for, matching with other things. So there's an element of their value which is not quantifiable.
This opens a whole can of worms. I overcharge you for that car because, by golly, your car was destroyed and you need a car right now.
You're saying it's more important to that person.
The real question here is, where's the end of this exception to the rule of Onah?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's a good question. I remember there was something, last week or a couple weeks ago, there was something was brought to a federal court about how they were paying tens of thousands of dollars for bolts and screws or something. You remember this? It's like a couple weeks ago. $90,000 for a bag of bolts because they had to get it from a specific supplier because they'll only take the most advanced stuff, and then they started overcharging for it. So I don't know. I feel like that's a relevant thing.
Those types of things have come up in the news regularly over the years. the
contract,
$50,000 toilet, you know, the.
It's for a government agency.
Well,
that's
a lot of this stuff is on. I don't know the case. But a lot of it is on aircraft.
Yeah. It's got to be a specialty item or whatever. I don't know. Yeah, it's weird. It says the Mishnah. Kishem she'ona b'mekach mem karkech kachna b'dvarim. Interesting. There's onas tevarim. You can exploit people with words. Let's see. Lo yomar lo b'cham achevet zeh v'hu enarot zelikach. A person should not say, how much does this cost, if he had no intention of buying it. This is like going into the store when you have no intention to buy it, to buy anything. Im haya bal tshuva, if your friend was about tshuva, lo yomar lo zchor ma'asecha rishonim. That's also exploitative, more abusive, I would say. But same type of thing, that you're saying words that are unnecessarily, discomforting or... Or I'm trying to connect the two. What's the common theme? Im hu ben gerim lo yomar lo zchor ma'asecha ma'asei avosach shnemar v'ger lo sonev lo sol chatana. Yeah, I don't know if you're trying to. You know, there was some guy here that was a convert, and I asked him, like, you know, does he need help or... You know, where are you coming from? And he says, actually, I'm a convert. Thanks for reminding me. You're over a prohibition. I'm like, relax, buddy. You know, like, I just wanted to say hi. And he was like one of these, self-righteous converts. I don't know. Either way, you do have to be careful, if you know, to not make people feel bad about it. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanu lo sonu isha sami so,
yonas devar makas medaber. The context is very different. It's like,
yeah, it depends.
You're trying to demean the...
Right, exactly. You're trying to use it as leverage or some kind of put down, yeah. So this pasuk of Ha'ikra Chafei, which we'll read in a few weeks, Mirtz Hashem, you should not abuse, I don't know how they translate it there, lo sonu is the word ona, isha sami so, it's referring to verbal ona, or oral ona. Ata omer b'onas devarmo eno ela b'onas mamon. K'sho omer, how do we know it's talking about words? K'sho omer v'chizim k'ro mimkala m'secho k'ro mi'ar m'secha re onas mamon omer. It already says money in the previous pasuk. Three pasuk before. So ha ma'ani m'kayim lo sonu ishas ha'miso. B'onas devarim must be referring to verbal abuse. Ha'ke tzad was the case. Im haya ba'al tshuva lo al yomer lo zchor ma'asecha rishonim. Im haya ben gerim al yomer lo zchor ma'asei avosecha. Okay, im haya geru ba lilmod Torah al yomar lo pesha achal nevelos utreifel shkatzim rasim ba lilmod Torah shenemar mipiak gvura. This mouth that once ate, forbidden foods, should he be learning Torah from Hashem? The same mouth, so you shouldn't say that. Im haya yisurin ba inolav. If something happened to them, they have some kind of difficulty, health concern. Oh, im haya chalayim ba inolav. Or they had some kind of sickness. Oshay mekaber asbanav. They had to bury their children. Al yomer lo kederach shamer lo chavero chaver leirov. Don't be like Eov's friends. Probably a good rule for life. Halo yirascha kislasecha tikvasa v'som terachecha zochorna mihu naki avad. It's because what, you didn't believe enough or something?
Isn't the fear of God your confidence? In your host, the integrity of your ways, remember, I pray you, who perished, whoever died being innocent.
Right. Mihu naki avad, who, if they were so faithful, they wouldn't have died.
You are a bad guy.
Right. I guess that's referring to Gerim, who have a sort of a checkered past. Is that what it's saying, basically?
Certainly you sinned, as otherwise you would not have suffered misfortune.
Right, I'm saying the sinning part is from their previous life as a non-Jew.
Either
I don't know.
One of them.
We say ger katan shenol dami, so I don't really know. But okay, im hayu chamarim mevakshim tzivua mimenu. If there are donkey drivers, that I guess they're like the shipping company. So then, and they're asking to buy wheat from the ger lo yomer lehem luchu etzal ploni shu mocher tzivua. Don't say to them, go to so-and-so because he sells wheat, grain.
Don't don't go to someone's.
Oh, they went. They sent them to the wrong place in order to embarrass them. Like sent them to the library to pick up some wheat or grain or something like that, right? You know, go over there. He's a mocher too over your day, Bo. He knows what he's doing. And really, the guy's never dealt with it in his life, but they just want to embarrass this guy. That has nothing to do with his past, which is interesting. Now we're just getting into the realm of, like, making fun of people. You shouldn't do that. Rabbi Yehuda Omar, Avlo Yisla Einav Alameta B'shash Ein Lodamim. You shouldn't even look at merchandise if you don't have money to buy it. Share Adav Masr Lalev. But this is something which is given to the heart. Because only the person themselves know what their true intentions are.
A few years ago, go into a furniture store, pick out the furniture you want, and then order it.
Online?
Order it online or direct from the factory or something.
Just to do that, purposefully?
Well, you want to see it before you buy it.
Right. I mean, I'll go to stores, I'll look at an item and like be willing to pay it, but then I see the prices like sounds really astronomical. Then I'll look online and say, hey.
That's legit. If you go in with a zero intention of buying, I'm buying it online.
It's interesting. I know that I remember when I was looking at like china or cutlery or something like that, people would go to stores, and then there was this other place in Manhattan that would always find it from a factory.
That strikes me as wrong. That strikes me as a big violation. Yeah. If you go in there saying, yeah, maybe I'll buy.
Okay, I thought we were just saying there's a practicality difference there. But either way, Rabbi Shimon Bar Chai says it's even worse because Onas Devarim is worse than Onas Mammon because it has that aspect to it that Hashem knows. And you should fear Hashem, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Zeb Gufo, Zeb Mamona. Onas Devarim applies to a person's own body as opposed to their property or their money. Rabbi Shimon, that's why it's worse. Rabbi Shimon Bar Nachmeni Amar, Zeh Nitan Lishavon, Vzeh Lo Nitan Lishavon. I was waiting for that one. This one you can give back. You can't give back a person's feelings after they've been wronged, after they've been insulted. Tani Tani Kamed Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Hagom Abim Bnei Chaver Barabim Kedusha V'chadamim. You embarrass someone, it's like you killed them. We've talked about that in the past. Amar Lei Shaper Kamar Techazin Alei Te'azos Sumka V'asi Chivra. It's taking away their face becomes red. Rabbi Yonah's famous idea about why this is like murder. It's like you're moving their blood. Amar Lei Abayel Rav Dimi B'marav V'may Zahiri. What are they so scrupulous about in Eretz Yisrael? Amarlei ba'achvurei ape. They're careful to not embarrass people in Eretz Yisrael. The Amarei b'chanin kol yod nal gehenu chutz mishlosha. There are three people that go to Gehenna except for three. Okay. Hakol
sagat adet. Going to Gehinnom is a good thing. It's a good thing because then you'll get out.
It purifies you, yeah, but some people don't have to go at all. Hakol sagat adet. Everyone, ela'ima kol hayard nal gehenim olim. Everyone who goes in actually comes out. Chutz mishlosh shiardim hein olam the elu hein habal eish asish adulterers hamavim nechaver barabim public insult embarrassers v'hamachana shem meral lechaver some giving a bad nickname speaking of nicknames to other people mechana hainu malbim. Wait a second, giving a bad nickname is the same as embarrassing. Af agav to dash beish shmei. Even though everyone uses that name, you still can't use it. That's what we're talking about here. Okay. Amar Rabba Barchana Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Noach lo adam shiyavo safik eish asis v'yayav bnei chaver barabim. Better to be a safik adulterer than to embarrass someone in public. Yeah, okay, interesting. So minalan had unam didarash rava ma'y dechsev v'tzali samchim v'nasafu p'palasik v'ntilim karu v'lo damu amro david l'vnei ha-kadosh baruch hu yivonu shal olam gole v'idu v'nei hishim l'fanacha shi'im hayu mekarim b'sari lo yadami shoseis l'aretz. If they were to rip my flesh, my blood wouldn't go down to the ground. Lo'od ela afilu. Oh, because I was already embarrassed. Lo'od ela afilu, because of Bathsheba, I guess. Lo'od ela afilu b'sha she'oskim b'nigayim ba'olos. All right, we gotta go. We'll pick up with the story later. All right, looks like some fun for tomorrow.